Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's Jared Goff talking about the Amon-Ra thing. You know, to the previous caller, this is so funny when you look back. How many targets did you say? You got the stats in front of you, right?
Yeah.
How many targets did Brock Wright have?
7.
Do you know how many LaPorta averages?
I was going to say, I bet you he averages around 7.
It's 5.5. They went to Brock Wright last night. So the previous caller wanted more Brock Wright. You got more Brock Wright than you typically get out of LaPorta.
They also threw more times last night.
True. That's true.
But yes, nonetheless, I mean, Brock Wright was that's the facsimile, right?
Yeah.
If there's no Sam LaPorta, what is your tight end? Well, they threw the tight end just as much as they typically would. So that's not there. What stands out is, you know, there have been games where Goff has completed passes to like 9 different receivers.
Mm-hmm.
This was not one of those games. This was passes being thrown to only 6 receivers. 5 of them caught passes. I mean, when you see passes caught, you know, receptions in a game, and the leader is 5, and that's Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield. J-Mo had 4. Amon-Ra had 2. Brock Wright had 2. And David Montgomery had 1. It was just not a good day.
And once again, I mean, it's early in the week. Hell, we're in the first hour of the first show of the week. But are they going to respond? They always do. They always bounce back.
Well,
but
And they play the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, they should. They're a 10.5-point favorite. But you got the Giants coming up,
and then week with Packers.
Yep. And then you got after that Dallas, and I suspect they're going to be favored in the next 3 games. Maybe not the Packer game, but I bet they're favored in the Packer game.
Well, the better news, I think,
which doesn't mean anything. It just points out that they're expected to win, and they weren't expected to win last night, and they didn't.
A couple home games here, which you like to see. But the other thing is, they're getting guys back. Terrion Arnold is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Reed is coming back. That's going to help out a defense that played really well against Philadelphia. It's going to help out their defenses moving forward to get your top 2 corners back on this team. It's the offensive line that has been concerned. Tate Ratledge missed parts of the game last night. They had to bring in Tristan Colon to play guard on a couple of those plays. Penei Sewell had to left after a series to go get his ankle retaped, and he's banged up. We know Taylor Decker is banged up. They're already on their backup left guard. That's still going to be a question. And how healthy can they get? Are they going to get any offensive linemen back? Looks like Miles Frazier is going to come back to this team real soon. But he's a rookie.
I have no idea
what to expect from a guy that got hurt in the preseason.
Don't. But I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Yeah, I'm intrigued.
And I might become more intrigued.
But it might be. It's the same thing that happened last year with Mahogany. The difference is one guy's coming off an injury. The other guy was coming off a mono.
Let's go to D in Detroit. You're next here on 97.1. Hello, D.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, D.
I got a champion and chump for you.
Go ahead.
My champ is the Lions defense. They played a great game. Great scheme by the coordinator. Overall, great game. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win. But my chump is the Chicago Bear fans. All these Bear fans coming out the woodwork, I'm talking about at midnight, they all on social media. We the kings of the North. This is our year. And these next seven games, they're going to go 1-6. The only team I got them beating is Cleveland. That's the only team I got them beating. See, the Steelers are going to beat them this week. We're going to beat them in January. The Packers are going to beat them twice. I don't see them beating nobody else but Cleveland, and they're all happy. Yeah, the Lions had a bad game offensively yesterday, but we beat up. Our old line is a little hurt. Our corners are banged up, but our corners did good yesterday. I believe that the Lions are still going to win the NFC North. You don't hear Kansas City fans crying. They're not in first place right now, but they still believe in their team. I'm a diehard Lion fan. Go Lions. Go Blue.
Well, hey, appreciate the phone call, D. It's funny how sometimes things get under your skin. Like at the end of that game, you know, just the fan and the total unrealistic, over the top fan in me. They showed a cutaway late in the game when Philly was going to win, like after the bogus pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a cutaway of Nick Sirianni, and I'm like, look at that smarmy effing face. Like, I was, like, totally sick of seeing his face, and I'm like, this isn't fair. But look at that smarmy smile. Yeah, he should be smiling. They were going to win the game, but I still.
There is a little bit of a disconnect between the look that you see from Sirianni to actually the substance that comes out of his mouth when you hear him talk.
Yeah.
He's a little bit different.
He's obviously a damn good coach.
Yeah, he's an outstanding coach.
He comes across as...
I don't like looking at him on the sideline. Like, he's got the punchable face and the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
But then when you actually hear him talk, you're like, wow, he's actually a normal guy.
There's just such a smarminess to him.
It's a look.
Perceived
yes.
smarminess to him. But
it's a look.
It's not perceived.
Well, two toughest schedules remaining in the NFL, okay? The rest of the way, based upon opponents' winning percentage, belong to the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Now, the Lions isn't easy. The Lions is number 9 on the top 10 of the rest of the way. But if you're hoping that those teams are going to start to accrue some losses, they might.
Well, it's because you're playing games against teams that have winning records. Well, within your division, obviously.
That's exactly
we're getting at, because it's this is a tough ass division.
Yep. Yeah, Green Bay also has to go out play. They got to take on Denver. You know, and you look at
Minnesota's not an easy out. Minnesota beat the Lions.
Chicago has to play Philly. They have to play San Francisco. Pittsburgh game, I mean, he called it a loss. What's the status of Aaron Rodgers? Has that been determined?
They think he may have a fractured left wrist, but will A-Rod just say tape it up?
Go get some holistic healing.
Right.
Al in Southfield, you are next. What's up, Al?
Hi, Doug and Scott. I wanted to comment on Dan Miller's, what Dan Miller had to say last night doing the sports works, and then I'm going to give my champ and chump of the week, and then I'll have a short PSA at the end.
Ton of time, so be quick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Dan Miller said that he did not think that Philadelphia outclassed the Detroit Lions last night, and concerning the score was 16-9. And I agree with them that, considering the fact that the L.A. Chargers got beaten like a drum by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the final score is 35-6.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Six. And my champ for the weekend is Dennis Jenkins. I mean, he shot one from the logo during the Philadelphia game on Friday night. And all I can say is move over Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark.
Wow, it was at the end of the quarter. I think it's one of those prayers that you throw up. It wasn't an actual let's step back and
still
shoot.
Love
right?
Dennis Jenkins.
Yeah
Dennis right. Jenkins is great. But yeah,
good couple games for him.
And I have two chumps. Both of them have to do with officiating.
Okay, you got to be quick here, Al.
Yeah. The SEC officials that had handled the Florida Mississippi game, there was a call against George Gumbs Jr. for face mask, and it's a 15-yard penalty. But because it was during the time they were getting ready to set up for the field goal, but what should have happened?
Okay, Al, who's your second chump?
Okay, that's my second chump is the official that called the
play last night.
Pass interference.
All right, thank you. Let's go to who do we got next? Chris, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Always listen to the show.
Thank you.
I want to preface this somewhat positively. The first Lions jersey I've purchased since Calvin Johnson's was a Dan Campbell jersey. I consume all media on this team. I listen to you guys daily. I watch every game. I wanted him to take over play calling. Do you think him taking over play calling put him in like tunnel vision for that game? Because that was a field position defensive game. Like that was not working.
Don't know.
What was also happening
Chris,
on.
It's a valid question. I mean, he himself said it spreads the duties around when he's calling plays. Did he call? That looked like he called plays for a shootout.
It just wasn't working. And I love Dan Campbell. He turned this team around. Anyone who's calling for his job or Jared Goff, like I think they're crazy. I don't know. Like the few little, and again, this is going to the offense now, but the few like little flat route dumps they made to Gibbs, those took it to the house. Like it just, I feel like I love his stubbornness sometimes, but I feel like if it's not working, he's like, well, we're going to make it work, and he's just going to run through it. And against these Super Bowl teams, they're going to game plan for you, and it might not work.
He addressed it, Chris.
I don't know.
He addressed it, Chris, and he basically said, yep, it's who I am. And sometimes we're going to, more often than not, it works for us. It did not work last night. But he addressed it. You'll hear him as the show goes on. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.